Okay, here we go. Stand by. 3, 2, 1, action.
Assume nothing.
Rash, bald-faced blasphemy.
Question everything.
I find it extremely hard to imagine.
Open your eyes.
It is quite all right to be an atheist.
The fastest growing group of people in the country has been measured as being those who have no belief or who are atheists.
You don't have to be apologetic or quiet about it.
Challenge the opposition.
You see religion on 100 fronts losing the argument.
And start thinking. This is The Thinking Atheist Worldwide.
Okay, my friends, this is not an actual official podcast. I think it runs 15 or so minutes, but I'm just going to add it into the lineup as an extra. There's a couple of things coming up, and I didn't have the bandwidth in the other shows coming up to really put this conversation in here, but it's a conversation that's worth hearing. There are two major things coming up that the folks at Mythicist Milwaukee are behind. Now, they're not sponsors or anything. They're just friends of mine in the movement. But they are behind a couple of big things that are happening that I was interested in, and I thought you might be as well. Two things. First of all, they're behind the production of a film called Batman and Jesus. Well, that'll get your curiosity going. So I had to know more about that. Secondly, and probably more important for me, is this debate that they are sponsoring coming up in October. Bart Ehrman is going to debate Dr. Robert M. Price. Now, Bart Ehrman believes in a historical Jesus. Dr. Robert Price believes that Jesus is a myth. He is a mythicist. And so these two are going to square off on stage in front of a live audience in October. And I had to get the word out about this sucker. And to do so, I wanted to go to the source, to the host of Mythicist Milwaukee, to find out what this was all about. So let's take a second here. Off the schedule, off the podcast roster, just a few minutes on our own to get the details. Joseph Richards is the founder and owner of King's Tower Productions, as well as the writer and director and producer of the films there. And then Rob Moore is an activist and a blogger and a poet and host of the Mythicist Milwaukee podcast. And both Joseph and Rob join me here. Hey, guys.
Great to be here. Thanks a lot.
There's a big debate coming up with Bart Ehrman and Robert M. Price.
Correct.
That's a big thing. It's coming up in just a matter of weeks. There's also, and I got wind of this when I met you at the Reason Rally, and you guys had on these t-shirts, and the t-shirt said what?
Batman and Jesus.
Is it Batman and Batman versus?
It is and. It is and. I wanted to be inclusive and not setting up a fight.
It's not a deathmatch movie.
It's more like Batman and Robin rather than Batman versus Superman. It's more
all
of
right,
a
so
team.
You unveil the trailer, and what is it? What does it do for those who are thinking, Batman and Jesus, what are you guys thinking up there? What's this about?
Well, that is definitely what I want you to think. And that is the simplest description of the movie, is that it's a documentary about Batman and Jesus. But beyond that, describing it beyond that is a bit more difficult because it has a lot of layers to it. But ultimately, it's a comedic, artistic piece loaded with facts that explores and compares the evolution of mythology of Jesus, Batman, other mythological figures, and also examines the evidence for a historical Jesus against the evidence for a historical Batman or Bruce Wayne.
Does Rob play a villain or something? I mean, he's got the head. I didn't know. I mean, does he?
Well, to this point, Rob is briefly seen in the intro, but personally, compared to the quality of his costume, I think he is underrepresented in the footage. So we'll have to see.
Rob, tell me about what this is.
I like to think it defies genre, Seth. It's a new kind of movie, and it's also kind of a redo of the Zeitgeist Part 1 that started the whole mythicist movement ball rolling, yet was flawed in its creation. And this movie is an attempt to correct that and kind of remedy some of the mistakes that were made in that one and shed a better light on the subject in general, as well as being neither really a documentary nor a work of fiction. There's really neat elements of both where it's got its little plot of its own, but it's also, as Joseph says, is a documentary exploring both the common backgrounds of a Jesus, an ancient myth, and Batman, a new myth, how they the parallels of how they both started and the parallels of how they evolved, And the most telling thing for me is when Joseph says in the trailer, what if no one ever told you that Batman was fiction? 2,000 years from now, you grew up as a child. No one ever tells you Batman is fiction. How do you know?
So is there a real Batman figure represented in the film?
For copyright reasons, no, but...
I was wondering if maybe you had to negotiate a gaggle of attorneys to be able to pull this off.
Well, yeah. I think it's less of a concern in our budget range because it's so implausible for us to actually get clearance on it. It's something within fair use. It's necessary to make this point to show some of this stuff, but we're being careful not to overstep our boundaries with it.
All right. And the release is when?
Well, it's not set in stone yet. We're looking at about Easter next year. We want to maybe take advantage of that thematic time of the year, but that's the general projection right now.
It's funny, sometimes I know the American Atheist folks will do their conventions right on or around Easter weekend for that very reason. It's like, hey, everybody's talking about religion and Jesus and stuff. It's be a great opportunity to have a big atheist event somewhere and see what happens.
Especially with the rising theme, kind of appropriate.
Rob, have you noticed that people sort of define their own generations by their own Batman? Like, you know, you've got... Oh, Batman is Adam West. Well, you just marked yourself, right? Batman is Michael Keaton. Well, you just marked the generation that you came from. You know, your own pop culture brand has been set. Are you a Christian Bale guy? Are you a Ben Affleck Batman guy? Those, have you noticed that whoever plays Batman is sort of a marker for a specific period of your life?
And I think that's why Batman is such a better idea for this movie than any of the other superheroes, because it's really played out in our lifetimes alone how many different incarnations of Batman. And what you say is absolutely right. You can tell when a guy grew up by, is he a Christian Bale guy? I don't know any Ben Affleck Batman guys. Personally, wouldn't own up to that one myself, even though I thought it was unfairly criticized. It wasn't as bad as everyone said it was, that movie.
You haven't talked to the god-awful movies guys.
Did they rip it up?
They loathed. And to be honest, I haven't had time to go back and listen, but we discussed it at the end of a podcast that we had done. We had been reviewing some Christian films, and they hated Batman versus Superman so bad that they broke the format and actually did a non-Christian film just because they were so pissed off.
Yeah, you couldn't describe it as good. But to the point, the myth of Jesus is no different, and that's why this is really salient. And the appeal to the general public is obvious at our podcast, where we have a poster on the glass, and in a mall where no one goes and no one shops, that poster gets more attention than you would believe. Everybody stops and looks at it and asks a question. So I think the target audience is a little bit bigger than we think it might be. We're going to reach a lot of people.
So you're doing a debate. Somehow you managed to score Bart Ehrman on the ticket, on the roster. You know, he's a tough guy to pin down once a year. I've sort of given up, but once a year, every year I've sent him a message and been like, yeah, I read your work and I enjoy Jesus Interrupted and Forged, and I'd be honored if you'd appear on the show. I've had a lot of mythicists on the show, but I'd sure like to have you and your perspective, because you know, I really do want to try to, I mean, he's a respected historian, and he has a lot to say, and his work's been beneficial in my life, and I can't get him to bite. He's always like, thanks, but no thanks, thanks, I'm busy, thanks, but go away.
right.
How did you guys score Bart Ehrman? How'd that happen?
We gave him the price he wanted, but it was basically what it comes down to, and thanks to our generous sponsor, Mario Quadracci here in Milwaukee, stepped up and paid for the debate, and really... we couldn't be prouder. You're right. This has been long awaited. Anybody who's interested in this topic at all has just been dying to see these two debate, specifically these two, and more specifically Bart Ehrman. Like you said, he's been very reluctant to come out, and we've managed to do it. It's at historic Turner Hall, absolutely gorgeous theater in downtown Milwaukee. Drinks right there in the space for you. A full half a day of entertainment leading up to really the heavyweight event of mythicist debates, of theological debates, on October 21st, and we couldn't be prouder.
Do you think one of the reasons that Bart Ehrman isn't or hasn't engaged much in the debate is because he thinks the debate is over as far as whether or not there was a real guy named Jesus, or is it something else? I mean, I know this is speculation, but I mean, he does a lot of work, extremely prolific stuff, but he's kind of a closed system. He doesn't bust out to do things like this. I can't think of a debate in this way against a mythicist that's happened. Maybe it has, but it hasn't come across my radar. I mean, what do you think drives that?
I just don't think he's a comfortable debater. He hasn't been terribly forthcoming right from the get-go, and it took a great team and a lot of cajoling and convincing, and he had needs that needed to be met. We have a fantastic sponsor who stepped up, and you know, everybody convinced him that this would be good for everybody, and so we got it done. I don't think he's anything other than the fantastic biblical authority that we all know that he is. I think he's in a weird position because it's not like he's a Christian who is trying to defend Jesus' existence. He's basically a mythicist, except for this one point, or he's at the very least an atheist. Who thinks that Jesus existed. So how and when and where to debate a guy like that, it's not the most natural thing. I'm not sure if I'm articulating that well, but...
No, I totally get it. I mean,
yeah,
I
don't think he's hesitant to debate anybody because I don't think there's a whole lot to gain from it.
Well, he also, I think, and Ehrman can correct me if I'm wrong, but I get the vibe from my, you know, the brief correspondences that we have that he sees that there is a preponderance of evidence supporting historical Jesus and we can move on to other things. He's almost dismissive. Of course there was a Jesus kind of deal. He doesn't seem to hold a lot of respect. He doesn't give quarter, at least, to the mythicists. So there you've got Price coming on, right, who's an encyclopedia, brings a savant level of recall to I don't know how much information,
yeah,
biblical information. And just watching these two on stage would be like a Rocky movie. I mean, it just sounds amazing, you know?
Well, and we spoke with Iron Rod. He's unfortunately not going to be able to be there, he doesn't think. And he was in tears about it because he's looking forward to it so much. I've never seen anything get these guys so excited. I came at this whole thing from the atheist activist perspective, and the mythicist thing was kind of an add-on for me. So this will be an education for me. I'm excited to just see... how Bart Ehrman defends what appears to me to be a complete lack of evidence for Jesus' existence. I'm excited.
It's a redundant thing with a title like Mythicist Milwaukee. Oh, Rob, are you a Jesus mythicist? But I mean, of course, we have to stop here and draw a circle around it. You think there was nobody, no guy, that there's no evidence you hold it with Carrier and Fitzgerald and those guys, right?
I do now that I've taken a cursory glance at it. And I was one of those who was swept up in the Zeitgeist movie. It caught my attention and I'm like, wow, I had never considered that. I grew up a typical waspy New England Protestant liberal. You know, my churches didn't mind debate on Jesus's historicity or anything. So it wasn't much of a leap to atheism for me, but I just always assumed that, yeah, Jesus existed just because all of everybody did, even people who didn't seem to have an axe to grind. Everyone just accepted it. And then when you really look at it, it's like, well, why, when there's really no evidence whatsoever, the little scant evidence that there is has been dismissed as forgery and coincidence. And it seems mind-boggling that anyone could really defend it. So I'm looking forward to getting my schooling in a little bit.
Well, give me the who, what, where, and when on the event, and I'll pass that on to everybody here because, I mean, there are still seats available, and if people can't attend, there's a way for them to view this. I mean, this is going to be a sought-after thing. I want to connect everybody to it somehow.
It really is, and thanks for that. All the information you need is at mythicistmilwaukee.com, and you can go right to the tabs that'll take you to the ticket purchasing. It's $60. And there's deals going on all the time. We've offered, I think we've offered you some tickets to give away too. But what you get for that is, If not, we'll make sure that you get a couple of tickets or four to give away on your show to in whatever manner you see fit. One guy's doing a Jesus haiku contest. Do you recall? Is this the skating atheists or somebody's doing a cool?
That sounds like something that Noah Illusions and his crew
them. But we've given some to Dan Barker, who's speaking at the conference, along with Allie Jackson from Atheist Republic, Thomas Smith, and myself. Four speakers starting at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, leading up to the debate in the evening on October 21st. It's a Friday. That's when Bart could do it, and it's at Turner Hall. historic Turner Hall in downtown Milwaukee, October 21st. Get your tickets at mythicistmilwaukee.com or get them on your favorite podcast via giveaway.
All right. Yeah. You know, it's my inbox is, it's like a big wall. You know, I just, every day I climb the wall and try to get to the top.
Yeah.
So I'll go
yeah.
back and we'll look at that. If we've got some tickets between now and October, we'll see if we can provide some of those as, I don't know, we'll come up with some sort of a contest or giveaway for our listeners. MythAssistMilwaukee.com has all the details. Anything else we missed, guys, before I move on?
We could also say to follow up on Batman and Jesus, you can also find the trailer for that. We have our first trailer out that you saw at Reason Rally. That's on the Mythicist Milwaukee YouTube channel. And if you want to follow the film specifically, Twitter is at Batman Jesus Film. We're setting up batmanjesusfilm.com, or you can go to my company's website, which is spadeheartclub.com, and then /Batman Jesus. It's a hub with all the Facebook, Twitter, trailer, Mythicist Milwaukee, links to everything. Newsletter you can sign up for. So check that out.
Cool. I'll make sure the link for the Batman Jesus trailer is in the description box of this particular broadcast. So you can just click it directly, and then the MythicistMilwaukee.com link will be there as well. So everybody can easily find wherever they want to go. All my best for the upcoming events and projects. We'll get the word out, and we'll wait and see what happens at the big debate and for the film in 2017, okay?
Thanks so much for having us on, Seth.
Follow The Thinking Atheist on Facebook and Twitter. Watch dozens of original videos on The Thinking Atheist YouTube channel. And visit our website for resources, links, contact information, the editor's blog, and more. TheThinkingAtheist.com.